Yeah, the Gregus is the kasher via mai. Why are you potter if you carry out less than the Gregus of lechem aponim or say lechem on Shabbos? Neimo, midel inyan yoytze. Because I is the gay hilchas sul of yoytze. That means if you take the lechem aponim that has kedusha, you're only allowed to eat it in the Beit Hamikdash. What? Yeah. If you carry it outside the Beis Hamikdash, the shash you carry it outside is a psul yotze. It becomes pos like all kochi kochim. Kochi kochim, you're only allowed to eat it when it's in the Beis Hamikdash. If you carry it outside the Beis Hamikdash, it becomes a psul yotze. How big does it have to be to makabel the psul yotze? A beit as a gezayis. So we're about to be carrying out the size of a gezayis. It's choshev to give it a psul yotze. Let's say then your Shabbos not to be gezayis. Let's say it should be chayv if you carry out even a kazayas. So why do they say you only chayv if you carry out on Shabbos? The size of a gregris, let's say, since it's chosher to mekabel the psul yotze, who are then as chayv oitzon? Elamai you see, Chloe, you don't say one din to the other din. Shabbos has its own dinim, and needs a share of a gregris. Less than that, you potter. So Gemara 9, Hochi Yashter, what's what sushto? No sushto together. Hochi Yashter, what's the difference? What's the comparison? Hosom midav ke chutz lechoy mo azoro isle biyotze. The geit hilchos lechem aponim or shtei halechem. Either what you bring on Shavuos or they brought every single Shabbos. When you carry out the lechem out of the azorum, if it has a psul yotze, but still you weren't over the Yisra Shabbos. You're still inside the Beis Hamikdash, you just went outside the Azorah. So you didn't make Kait Sor from Meshus Yachat Meshus Rabim, you're still inside. So the Psu Yetzi is Chal first. A Shabbos Loi Mechayiv, a Demapag Lev Meshus Rabim. When are you Chayiv for carrying out the Shtei Alechem, or the Lechem Aponim of Shabbos? When you carry it outside to Meshus Rabim. So they don't come Ladodi. So that's why even though when you started to carry it out of the Azorah, it was Choshev to have the psul of Yotzein, but later when you carry it to a Shus Rabim, you're not being mice of any Nudinim. So Avada, you only chayv the Shus Rabim if you carry it out to Gregus. Of the Hocho, here we're talking about where you're throwing this Kazayas of Truma from your house, and it's landing now in the Beis HaKvaros for Shus Rabim. Hocho Shabbos Betum about the Dodikasyon. Here, when you chayv for the Yotzor, when the Truma lands, when the truma lands, it's landing on a base of chloris, it's makabel tumun. So about the vast achas, it gets its tumun, maybe here, since it's a choshev hanochon, to be makabel tumun, who are did this hanochon, could be mechayiv before it's soy Shabbos. Drashi, the yad the asnech from star from ashar. Yeah. Oh, before Drashi. Chutz lechayim et azorah. Lehekif hachayel shalofnei azorah. See, as lefnei ezras noshim. Only Ezra's Noshim Shibachayil. But once you walk out of the Ezra's Noshim, it has a Psu Yetzei. Mashenka, this is Shabbos, you only Chayiv, you walk out to a Shus Rabim. But since the two Yisurim don't come Ladodi, therefore you're Potter. Mashenka, and by us, Bahadi Adodi Yaskin, Trashid Yadi Yasnef and Star from Ashar, it's now Makabot Tumu, and Bishas is Makabot Tumu, that's when the Chayiv is Shabbos, maybe here is Mitzar. So the Mishnah in Morsabaito, Chozov Yechnison, now, the person first carried out these seeds, Almanas to plant it. So even though he carried out one seed, he's chayiv, because he's machshavit. Then he changed his mind, he's not going to plant it, and now he's carrying it back, v'chnisoy. So the Mishnah says, ain't a chayiv ala kishuri. When he carries it back, he's only chayiv, if he carries back, he's the five seeds. But one seed, since he's not machshav anymore, he's potter. Fredimor pshita, avatim is potter. So Drashi Pshita, Kivon de Loizora, since he didn't plant it, Botle Mamachshava Kamaisam. He's Mavatla's first thinking. Now this person does not want to use these seeds for planting anymore. So he's like everybody else, that he's only Chai, that he carries out a shear of five seeds. Well, one seed of Adam is Pshita's potter. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Omer Abayam, Hocha B'mayaskinon, Kugoyin, Shezorku Loitzer. I tell you, when he came home, he threw this seed back to his Loitzer, to his warehouse. And he didn't throw it among other seeds, he threw it into a corner, that he knows exactly where he threw the seed. The mokum, the place where the seed is, it's, you can see it. His mouth, the tamer, keep on the mokoyma nikur, bimosayu kamaisi koi, since he knows exactly where this one seed is, he did not move it in to the other seeds. So it's still bimosayu koi, he's still machshavit, even though he decided not to plant it. But maybe not Mavatla's first machshavim. He changes his mind now not to plant it. Today is no good. But maybe tomorrow he will plant it. So maybe it's not Mavatla's first machshavim. Kamashpon, that's the Kiddush. Mi dezarke loitzer, since he threw it into the yoitzer, is betulei batlei. He's Mavatla's first machshavim. That's the Kiddush in the Mishnah. When you changed your mind not to plant this seed anymore, and you took this seed and threw it home into the yoitzer, into the warehouse, even though it's in a place by itself, that's called Yimavati first machshavim, and if you carry it out now, you potter, unless you have the shear of five seeds. He didn't change his mind, like, and speak it out. I'm not going to plant it with it anymore. He threw the seed into his warehouse. That's the way he's changed his mind. He didn't hide it by itself. What's the Kiddush? It's nicker where it is. He didn't throw it mamish to its own corner. He threw it among the other pairs, but it's still nicker where it is. It's not mamish mixed up 100%. It's between them, but he could tell where it is. It's considered like he hid it by itself. Why are you saying he's Mavatla's Machshava? Because he threw it back to the well. But it didn't mamish mix it up 100% with the other ones. It's still a little bit by itself. So maybe it's called still Latzniyeh, still hiding it to plant. Kamash Mulan, the Midazar Kiliyetzeh Betuli Botlet. Since he took this seed and threw the seed back into his warehouse, he has no doubt to use it anymore. Because in the warehouse of the Pshat, you use the pears that you want to eat. So it's a Raya, you decided not to plant this wheat, but you'd rather eat the wheat. If you want to still plant it, you don't put it back in the Yetzeh. That's the Kiddush. Even though you didn't mamish throw it in the middle of the Yetzeh to mix up with all the other pears, you threw a little bit on the side. Still, we say batla machshavtei. That's the Kiddush in the Mishnah. So now, if you take it out on this Shabbos, you only chayv to take out five seeds. Here's the Mishnah. Hamoitzi oichlin v'noistem al haskupa. Somebody carries out food on Shabbos from his house. He carries out a big challah and he puts it on the haskupa on the step outside his house. Is bein shechozav oitzion, whether after he put it down, he again picks it up and takes it out to a shusha rabbim, or else bein shoytzian acher, or else if somebody else comes and picks it off this step and takes it outside his potter, mifnei shloyosa malachta v'vasachas, because he did not do the malach at one time. And the Gemara says Rashi al eskupo, the Gemara mukalo v'eskupes karmelis. Talking about the stoop in front of your house is a karmelis. So when you carry it out from Meshus HaYochid, you made the Akirah, you put it down on the karmelis. Same with your eyes to your potter, a karmel is not a Rishus Rabbim. Then you pick it up from the karmel and take it outside to a Rishus Rabbim, you're also potter, because the Akira was from a karmelis. So since you didn't take it direct from your house to the Rishus Rabbim, but instead you put it down on the karmelis, that's a din you potter in the Mishnah. Shrashim lachtam v'asachas, Akira mimokim chiv, v'yanokim mimokim chiv. Yehevilei Akira mokim chiv, anokim mokim tur. That's why you potter. But since you put it down and picked it up from the karmelis, which is a mokem ptur midiraisa, you potter. So the Mishnah knows the Kiddush. Kupa shimaleya peris. You have a basket full of apples. Venosno ales kupa chitzoina. Now you carried it to the outside stoop, which is not a karmelis. That's mamas part of the Rishus Rabbin. So you carried kamat the whole basket from your house outside to the Rishus Rabbin. Is afal pi shiroi peris mibachutz, even though rove of the peris is outside b'shus rabin, but there are a little bit peris in this basket still left in your house. In other words, like this here is the skupa, and here's b'shus rabin. So you took your basket and you put it down like this. Now even though rove of the basket is outside b'shus rabin, but since there's still a little bit of the basket that's still in your b'shus yochid or in your kamlis, that's the Kiddush Yipotter. As when you carry out a chayfetz to a Shus Rabbim on Shabbos, you only chayim the Raisa if you take the whole chayfetz and carry the whole chayfetz into a Shus Rabbim. If a little bit of the chayfetz is still attached to the Shus HaYochid, Yipotter. That's the Kiddush in the Mishnah. V'nos na'las kupa chitzoyna. Afa pi shiroi peris min bachutz. Potter. At sheyoytzi yes kol ha'kupa. You only chayim if you make ha'nochim a Shus Rabbim, the whole basket. You have to carry the whole basket from your house to Rishus Rabin. But if you carry most of the basket out, but a little part of the basket is still attached to your house, you potter. Trashat sheyoytzi kloima. Elim came hoytzi v'rishreina kol ha'kupa. The Gemara Mefarshlo. Exactly why. So the Gemara, Haya skupa mai. What type of a skupa are we talking about? The ratio that says if you carry out the basket from your house and put it on the skupa from the stoop, and then you carry from the stoop again outside to Rishus Rabbi Yipoter. What are we talking about? Ilayma skupa Rishus Rabbi. If this skupa has a din of Rishus Rabbi, how's the case that a stoop in front of your house can be a Rishus Rabbi? It's only like a step. So Drashi, Kagoyin Gavoya test. We're talking about Taka 9 Tvachim high. For Rochev Arbo, and it's only 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. So how could that be Rishus Rabbim? So the Pshat is the Rabbim Nekasvim Olot. It's right near the Rishus Rabbim. And the Rabbim, when they walk through the Rishus Rabbim, they take things off their shoulders and they put it down on this stoop. Because if it's Mamish 9 Tvachim high, it's very usable for the Rishus Rabbim. So how we had a din before, it gets a din like it's bottled to the Rishus Rabbim, and it has a din like Rishus Rabbim. Right, a gather like that. It's a little bit different. See, today, here it's called the Gavoya test. If it will be Gavoya Yud, it will be Rosh Hashayachid. But once it's less than test, and the Rabbim use it, that's bottled to the Rosh Hashayachid, it's called Rosh Hashayachid. The Chazi, the Rabbim, the Chutzufay, the Yom HaParakama, that's called Rosh Hashayachid. Sift if this Kupa is mamish usable to the Rosh Hashayachid, and it's only 9 Tvachim high, Fred Gemara Rosh Hashayachid, whom? Of a Zoy Potter, why do you say if you carry out from your house to this Rosh Hashanah, you put there, how come after Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, your mom is carrying out from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, how could it be Potter? Elo Zakti Gemara, Askupa Rosh Hashanah, you have to talk about this stoop outside, it's Takat Gavoya Yutfachim, it's Yutfachim high, and it's Dalit, so on top it has a Din Rosh Hashanah. So it's good if you carry from your house on top of the stoop, you potter. Because from a Shus HaYochid to a Shus HaYochid, the rice you potter. But the Sefer Shver, why would you pick it up from this stoop and carry it to a Shus Rabbim, you potter? Since the stoop has been a Shus HaYochid, it should be called you carry from a Shus HaYochid to a Shus Rabbim. So why you potter? Ela Skupa Rishus HaYochid, Bein Shechozav Ritzian, Bein Shitzian Acha Potter, why if somebody takes it out now from this stoop to Rishus HaRabim the Potter, Hokomafik Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, you're carrying it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara Ela, the eighth has to be in Al Mishnah, a Skupa Karmless. We're talking about this stoop outside your house has been of a Karmless on it. Trashi, why is it called a Karmless? Ela Skupa is Karmless. Migimel v'yates. It's talking about it has to be gimel tefachim high, but it's only a two test. It's not 9 tefachim high. Since it's not 9 tefachim high, it's not nicha for the Rishus Rabbim to use it. It's too low for the people of the Rishus Rabbim to put their things on it. So it doesn't get a shame with Rishus Rabbim. It has a din of karmelis on it. V'loy test bechlal. V'yeinu makura. It doesn't have a roof on top of it. V'roch v'dalet. It's roch v'dalet. The Chiddush Rashi, I know Rashi means Eina Mekura. What would be if it would be a Koyer on top? It still wouldn't be Rishus HaYochid. But Kol Parma has been a Bekamlis. So tomorrow, B'hok Kamashmon, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Taimo Tanach Bekamlis. So B'zoy L'chur HaKashmi is treated the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you, if you carry from your house into a Kamlis, and then you pick up from the Kamlis the character of Rishus Rabbim, you potter. It's L'chur Pita, Avada. You didn't make it so from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus Rabbim. So tomorrow, the Chiddush is like this. It's not like Ben Azai. So the more hokem ashmelon, time of the nach bekamlis. Why are you put there? Because you put the chayfis down in between and let it rest in the kamlis. Holoi nach bekamlis, but lo yitzu, you picked up the chayfis from your house and you walked over the kamlis and first put it down with Rishus HaRabim. Even though you walked through a kamlis, still mechayiv. Still you'll be chayiv. Why? Because the akira is from the Rishus HaYochid and the anach is first when you put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. Avzoi the chiddush is masnitzent like Ben Azai. Our Mishnah does not hold like Ben Azai's chiddush. The Tanya we had before. Hamoitzi mechanus lafaltia. There are satyav. If somebody carries out from his store, which is a Rishus HaYochid, lafaltia, which is the meeting place, Rishus HaRabim. There are satyav through the steps, through a karmelis, is chayiv. That's not the Tanakama. Because the akira was in Rishus HaYochid, your store. You carried out the anoche in the Rishus HaRabim, you chayiv. I, in between, you walk through the karmelis, so what? But the chiddush is benazai poitern, benazai yells holech is ka'oimadami. So since you're walking through the karmelis, the back of your feet step on the karmelis is considered as if you made anoch in the karmelis. So merely a potter, because you carried from Rishus HaYochid to karmelis, and then karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. So our Mishnah says not like benazai. You only potter in the Mishnah because your mamish made a mitzvah sticker hanoch in the karmelis. But just walking through the karmelis is to chayiv. So Rashi holy nach mechayim v'yafagav deviru derech kamlis v'lo yama mahala kaimedom. We don't say benazei svara that while you're walking and you're stepping on the kamlis, that should have a din like the kamlis. V'ikah hanochas gufoy, and since your guf is touching the floor of the kamlis, that should be like yemunach on the kamlis. Devik and Nachas Chayfetz. No, we don't say that. Mechanus v'shus yachet pat v'shus rabin. Se'at yiv mokem mukev it's the boys where they have the tables in front of the stores. Leisha, they sit there. V'hu kamlis. The loibikiyah be rabin lehedya. People don't walk on top of these it's the boys. They're like stoops or stools there. You don't walk on top of it. That's the chiddush of the Reisha. Now the Sefer of the Mishnah says another chiddush. Even if you took out this basket full of peris from your house and you put a mamash into the Shas Rabin, but since part of the basket is still attached to your house, you didn't mamash carry the whole basket outside, a little bit is still attached to your house, you still put it. Kupa Shimalaya. Omachistia. Loishonu elabakupa malaya kishui medluyin. We're talking about what this basket was full of lawn cucumbers. So the pshat is, not one cucumber is completely Rishus HaRabim. Since the cucumber is from the beginning of the basket to the end of the basket, if a little bit of the basket is still in your Rishus HaYachid, that's called no cucumbers were completely Rishus HaRabim. That's when you put through. But let's say the basket is full of mustard seeds. Mustard seeds are very small seeds. So even though this basket has 1,000 seeds, so you carry out the basket. So 900 mustard seeds reach the Rishus HaRabim and are in the Rishus HaRabim. Then Taki Yechayiv. Chayiv, even though there's 100 mustard seeds still in the Rishus HaYochid, but since the 900 went out, Yechayiv went out. The food that went out, Yechayiv, and the food that's still inside Rishus HaYochid, you put there on. That's how Chizkiyah. Almazat Gemara, Kesova Agad Kli, Loishma Yagad. Hey, so even though all these mustard seeds is in one Kli, so let's say the svar, even though it's like this, 900 are outside. But since it's all in one big kli, and this whole kli is not completely outside, you should be putter. Like the mustard seeds are like butter to the kli. And since on the kli you're putter, because the whole kli didn't get to Rishus HaRabim, you should be putter on the mustard seeds. No, we don't say the mustard seeds goes bust on the kli. The mustard seeds go bust for itself. So any seed that reached completely Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. You made an akir in your house, and now you made a nochem Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. That's not Chizkiyah. We have Yechon and Amma know. I feel the Malay Echad leave, even though this whole basket is full of small mustard seeds, still you put there. Even though a lot of them reach the Rishus HaRabim, Al Moksavar Agat Kli Shmayagit. But since they're all attached, they're all in this basket, so they're all considered part of this Kli. Now since the whole Kli did not reach the Rishus HaRabim, we don't consider the Teres in the Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi. A few of the mustard seeds reached outside. But the kli itself still attaches it inside. You don't say it like they didn't go out yet. But they're still attached to him bifnim. Called the man, the whole thing did not go outside. It's called ogd. It's still called attached to you inside. It's still attached to the first rishus. So Chizki holds you only put there when there's big long cucumbers. That since the whole cucumber didn't get outside, even the piece that's outside is attached to the piece inside, you put them. But where you have seeds, since the seeds are completely outside, even though the kli is inside, we don't say aga kli. And Rabbi Yechon says no. Yeah, right. The Rashi, the Yachi Yetz is called a kupim leik shun. Shein mamalim ba'orkan as kol rech of a kupim v'chol kamal lenafik kul leikup lenafik lenafkinu. Rabbi Yechon, that's right. That's right. These are two sheets. Rabbi Yechon and Chizkiyah. Do you say this new svara? Since the mustard seeds are in the kli and the whole kli did not go outside yet, you should be potter. That's how Rabbi Yechon, because it's agat to the kli. And Chizkiyah says no. You look at each seed by itself, and therefore you chayiv. So tomorrow, Amar Rav Zera, Masnis, since for now, Mishnah, you can't bring a riot to either one of them. Is the like Yechizkiyah Deika? There's no riot for the Mishnah Yechizkiyah. Or the like Rav Yechon Deika? You can't bring a riot to Rav Yechon either. Like the Yestiru Deika Dukim in the Mishnah. Yechizkiyah Le Deika, that says what Agat Kli Leishume Yagid. Chizkiyah says it's enough if the mustard seed went outside. Tiktonia, Mishnah says, Achayotias Kola Kupa. Mashma Yoni Chayiv, if you carry outside the whole basket. Is time or why you chayim to chola kupa? The whole basket went outside. Mashma hakola peres potam. Even though all the mustard seeds went outside, but since part of the basket is still inside, you'll be potter. So that's not like Chizkiyah. The chorus mashma from the Mishnah, you only chayim when even the kli went outside. So chorus a riot to Rabbi Yechonin. So the chorus almak sover aga kli shemayagit. The chorus it's a riot to Rabbi Yechon Lechura, that aga kli, the kli does come in contact, does come in the gate of Alachim, if the kli is outside or not. Is a tomorrow, but Rabbi Yechon Ledeka, but it's not a chlor riot to Rabbi Yechon either. Why? Tiktani, because the Mishnah also says, Afa pi shiroif peris bachutz. It says the Chiddush, even though rova the peris are outside, but since mashma not all the peris are outside, that's why you put it. It's a deal. Taima the roif peris. Mashma talking about long cucumbers, and even though rova the cucumber is outside, but since the whole peri is not outside, that's why you put it. It's a deal. Whole cold peris. Mashma, if the whole cucumber is outside, or the whole mustard seed, afagav yagida kupa migavoi, even though the basket is still attached to inside, is chayiv, still yibi chayiv. So chur al miksover, agit kli, leishma yagit. The holding of the kli, is not called agit. So chur, it's a story with the Mishnah, haikim imadayik for now Mishnah. So the Mar Mechura, viela kasha, the chur, it's a story with the Mishnah gufa. So tomorrow the Mishnah is no stira. Chizkiya mataras atami, chizkiya bimi yashav no Mishnah, the way he learns. That agat kli, the kli does not count. The yikr is if the peris are outside or not. We have yechna mataras atami, that the yikr is the whole kli has to be outside. It's not enough just the peris to be outside. Chizkiya mataras atami, that holds. It's enough just for the peris to be outside. The Mishnah says loshin, atshayotias kol akupa. That's mashma, the whole basket has to go outside. The medeva mamurim, when are we talking about the kupa malei kishunet luyim? When this basket is full of long cucumbers. Like Rashi says, usually the cucumber is the whole length of the basket. So the reason why you need the whole basket to be outside, because if the whole basket is not outside, you don't have the cucumber outside. Part of the cucumber is inside, that's why you put them. If you have a case where the basket is full of mustard seeds, nasik chimi shaitsiyas kola kupa v'chayim. Then be some of the seeds are outside. For what's outside, you be chayiv. Because those seeds are outside, you chayiv. The kli is still inside. Agad kli lo shimei agad. That's the way Chizki would learn the Mishnah. We have Yechel Zach Gemara Matat the time. Rabbi Yechel also be miyashiv al Mishnah. Afal pi shiroi peres v'chutz. Rabbi Yechel holds what? You only chayiv if the whole kli is outside. Even though the peres are outside. But since the kli is still inside, you potter. The Mishnah says Lashon, the reason why you're still potter here, Afal pi shiroi peres v'chutz, you potter mashma because only rova the peres are outside. V'loi, it says mashma though, but if all the peres would be outside, you'd be chayiv. So v'yechna nay. V'loi roi peres bovad, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say only you potter because only rova is outside. Nay, el afilo kol peres potter. Even if all the peres would be outside, even if you have mustard seeds, that the peres are mamash all outside, still you'll be potter. Until when? Till the end of the Mishnah, it says, Achayotzi es kol akupa. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Like, loy me boy, if you have kishuim, that part of the cucumbers are inside, you potter. Nafilu, we have mustard seeds, that most of them are completely outside, still you potter, zok the Mishnah. Why? Because you have to have the whole cleat to go outside. Aga klishma yaga, that's what Yechon Shita. So now the Mishnah, you have Naraya. So the Mar Mesa, you have a kasha. Hamoitzi kupas haroichlim, if somebody carries out a basket full of makeup, perfume, v'nosna las kupa, hachitzoyna, and he carried it to the outside step, with subishos rabim, afa pishuroiv mina machutz, even though most of the perfume, most of the makeups, are outside, still he's potter. Achiyoitzi es kol las kupa, until he carries out the whole basket. So chur, there's a right to Rabbi Yechinim, that agat kli shmayagat, since the whole kli is not outside, you potter. Is Gesalka Daitik, what type of makeup are we talking about? Bitzrori. We're talking about small bundles. So the belt you took out rove of the basket, so there are a lot of full bundles that are outside. As the Kurakashla Chiskiya, Kurat Chiskiya should be chayiv. Since you have a complete bundle of makeup outside, that should wipe out so. A Malachiskiya name. Hacha Mayaskina Biyunasi. We're talking about type of perfume. Rashi Brunasi means Aguda Shroshim Aruchim. Oikono Aklipa Shokinmoin Shiruchim. Long sticks of cinnamon. And you're using the cinnamon for makeup for perfume. So since it's a long stick of cinnamon, you're not chayiv until you carry out the whole cinnamon. Because you, by carrying out rove, each piece is still a little bit inside. That's why you put there. Benach Sami, if it would have been small pieces, you'd be chayiv for the small pieces. So right, there's no kasha to Chizkiya. Moser Rabbi Rabbaya, Rabbi Rabbaya Kasha Yer, Ha says Aloha, Hagoy Nevkis Vishabbos. Somebody steals on Shabbos. He steals a wallet. He goes into somebody's house, and he walks outside to Shus Rabbin with the wallet. He's Chayiv. You should know he has the Chayiv to pay back the money on Shabbos. Even though Luchurish Biasfor from Kumla Rabbinay, that if you Chayiv Misa for carrying out on Shabbos, the klal is, if you Chayiv Misa, you put it from paying back. Still we say here is chayiv to pay back the money. Why? Shekvan is chayiv b'gneivam koydim shiovel v'yisa Shabbos. You don't have kumlum the rabbinay, because here you walked into somebody's house and you picked up his wallet. As soon as you picked up his wallet, you chayif for gneiva. With the agbor, you koine the chayfetz. Now, you're not chayif for Shabbos. You didn't walk outside yet. When are you chayif for Yisra Shabbos, chayif skila? Later, when you walk outside. So, mele, the chayif moment came first, you chayif. It's a Shabbos. Hoye mashay pekev. Hoye megara v'yotze. You didn't pick up the guy's wallet. You're stealing a sack of potatoes. It's too heavy to pick up the sack of potatoes. So your mom is schlepping the sack of potatoes outside the guy's house. V'yotze, then talk your potter on Shabbos. If you carry out the sack of the potatoes outside the house, you potter. Why? Sherei yisa greva v'yisa Shabbos boink yechot. Because you have come with the rabbinate. When is it called you made the greva? When you carried the whole sack of potatoes outside the house. And that's when you make a Yisra Reitzor, Tziyachai B'Vasachas. Now the Kasher on Chizkiv is, if you can tell me, even though he carried out all the potatoes, but since the sack is still inside, you put it from Shabbos, or Bezoi Kodim Le Yisra Gnev Le Yisra Shabbos. The Chorof of Gnev is telling them it's this when he took out the potatoes. As soon as you got all the potatoes outside, you made a Maisa Kinyan. You were kind of the potatoes. Even though for Yisra Shabbos, you're not chayiv until you take out the whole bag. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a long bag. Close them on the bag, it's still a little bit inside. You put the for Yisra Shabbos. But for Gnevi, you chayiv, as soon as the Metzias, the potatoes went outside. If you carried out the Gneva, the front, the opening first, Hachinami attack, you'll be potter. Because as soon as you carry out the opening, so as soon as you got the potatoes outside, you could put your hand inside the bag and take out the potatoes, you chayef for Gneva. And for Shabbat, you're not chayef until you carry out the whole bag. The Hachim, my skin, I'll tell you in the Kimtom, the Afke Derech Shulub. You took out the bag backwards. You have the back side of the bag carrying outside. So since you can't get the potatoes out of this bag, you're not chayef for Gneva either. You only chayef close them on the whole bag is outside. That you can put your hand inside the opening of the bag to get out the potatoes. If you carry the bag out on the bottom, so the bottom you can't get to the potatoes. Fred the Gemara named Veiko Malkam Chomi. What do you mean you can't get the potatoes? Rip it open. There's the seam there. Even though you have the back of the bag, but rip out the seam and take the potatoes outside so the Gnevis do you should be chayiv. The boy Mafkele Veshokum. And the Gemara Benascha. But talking about Kesat Rashi Shein Chaticha Saruchis. The Chosman Shibnosim Mifnim Lekona. Talking about the big pieces of metal, and therefore you can't get it out.
That's the silver.
Okay. What?
Isn't silver? That's
the. No, no, that can be metal. It can mean metal. The big piece of metal, if you can't get it out. All right, let's stop here.